In the 3 days before her court-martial, Esme had to record her initial statements for the other trials, including Commander Serrano's. In his office, Chapin explained,
"Everything's unusual about this. They had a time finding enough officers to sit on this many different boards and courts at once, and they're short of space, too. So they're shuffling people in spaces and decided that since you're in such demand, they can, after all, accept recorded testimony for some of it. With any luck, you won't actually have to appear in person in all of them. They certainly can't yank you out of yours just to answer two questions in some other jig's trial. It rushes you right now, but then your defense is simple anyway."
"It is?"
"In principle. Were you a conspirator, intending to commit a mutiny? No. Were you a traitor in the pay of a foreign power? No. Simple. I expect they'll ask all the awkward questions they can think of, just so it looks good, and in case the original investigators forgot to check. But it's clear to me, and should be clear to them, that you were an ordinary junior officer who reacted to a developing situation. Luckily, in the best interests of both Fleet and the Familius Regnant. The only problem I see..."
"Yes?"
"Well, it's going to be difficult to present you as the ordinary junior officer, even though your fitness reports support that, putting you right square in the middle of your class, when you became the very unordinary youngest ever captain to blow away a Benignity heavy cruiser. They're going to want to know why you were hiding that kind of ability, how you hid that kind of ability. Why were you denying Fleet the benefit of your talent?"
"And that's what Admiral Serrano said."
"And what did you say?"
"I couldn't answer. I don't know. I didn't know I could do it until I did it. And I still find it hard to believe."
"Such modesty. I'm your defense counsel. And more than that, I'm an attorney with many years of experience. I was in civil practice and Fleet Reserves before I went full-time into Fleet. You may be able to fool yourself, young woman, but you don't fool me. You did what you did because you are unusually capable. Some of that capability showed up on the screening exams you took to get into Fleet in the first place, or had you forgotten your scores?"
She had. She had dismissed them as a fluke when her grades in the Fleet Prep School came out only slightly above average.
"I'm now convinced that you were not hiding your talents for any obvious reason, such as being a Benignity agent, but you were hiding them. You avoided command track like a patchcock beach patrol. I pulled your file from prep school and talked to your instructors in the academy, too. They're all kicking themselves for not noticing and nurturing such an obvious talent for command."
But I made mistakes. I was lucky. I had outstanding crew members who did most of it."
"It won't do. For your own good, Lieutenant Sweeza."
He had not called her that from the first day. She stiffened.
"For your own good, you must face what you are. You must admit how much of what happened was your doing. Your decisions, good ones. Your ability to take charge, to get that performance from those you commanded. It was no accident. Whether the court dwells on this or not, you must. If you truly did not know what you were capable of, if you didn't know you were hiding your abilities, then you must figure out why. Otherwise, the rest of your life will be one mess after another."
As if she had spoken, his finger came up and leveled at her.
"And no, you cannot go back to being just another ordinary junior officer. Not after this. Whatever the court decides, reality is already decided. You are special. People will expect more. And you'd better learn to handle that."
Esme struggled to keep calm. One corner of her mind wondered why it was so hard to believe she was talented. Most of it concentrated on the need for control. The board, technically considered an administrative and not a judicial procedure, had attracted no media attention. But the multiple courts-martial of junior officers involved in a mutiny, and then in the successful defense of Xavier, was too juicy to miss. Fleet kept the defendants isolated as long as it could, but Chapin warned Esme that politics demanded the courts be open to selected media coverage.
"Usually no one much cares about courts-martial, but this case, or rather all your cases, are unique in Familius history. We've had to court-martial groups of officers before, the Tranvis Revolt, for instance, but we've never had to court-martial a group that had done something good. That has the newshounds baying for blood. And in a situation this complex, someone's gonna bleed. And I don't want you sitting over the screens keeping track of the media. It'll only tie you in knots. But you needed to know before you went in that there will be media there. And they'll try to get statements from you between sessions, even though they've been told you're forbidden to give them. Just don't say anything, anything at all, while you're going from the courtrooms to the rooms where you'll be sequestered between sessions. I don't have to tell you to keep a composed face. You always do.